this is John Brewster from the Angels. You're listening to Desiree, the chick that knows how to rock. 96.5 Wave FM.
How does it feel to be rocking on for decades and still wowing the crowds?
It's great. I mean, we've been around for a few years.
What do you love the most about being in a rock band?
Actually, it is the music. It's, you know, the whole thing of the relationship between us and the audience. And, you know, an Angels audience is almost worth going to just to watch the audience. I mean, they're amazing. I need to warn you, I'm just going to get into a lift and the phone might cut out.
That's okay. It's a bit of ambience. We might even get elevator music in the background.
Yeah, well, that's one thing we haven't actually done in the Angels. I don't think you could call our songs elevator music.
That's for sure. Not even like a chocolate commercial. Actually, no.
God, you're a hard-hitting reporter, right? You're right on the spot.
I know, I'm dishing the dirt, man.
So, although they did do Am I Gonna See Your Face Again for Peter's Ice Cream.
Oh, yeah. What's the weirdest stuff you've had given to you on stage?
I'm not sure. I'd have to censor that, I think. I did get a pair of panties in the... on the end of my guitar once, and then I realised that the guy that was playing the drums was my son.
Oh.
So it just got snagged on the guitar on the way through to him.
Awkward. Hey, John, a lot of up-and-coming Aussie bands are coming through. Have you got any favourites at the moment?
The one my three sons are in, they're called The Fours, then they're really good.
Oh, okay, so they're a bit musically gifted as well?
They are, incredibly, actually.
Fantastic. For any of those bands that are sort of thinking, yeah, you know what, I want to be legendary and, you know, go for over three decades like the Angels, what advice would you give?
Before I say don't do it. I'm only kidding. Look, it's really hard to give advice, you know, because circumstances are so different now. I mean, but I'd say, you know, don't necessarily follow trends. You know, just be true to what you want to do musically. I think if you start chasing trends, etc., you can end up, you know, without much of an identity.
Now, before I let you go, have you got any favourites that you just can't play enough of from the Angels?
I think my favourite songs to play live would be Marseille, which I guess I wrote the song. So Take a Long Line, which Rick wrote. That's another. It's always a great song to do. I like Can't Shake It a lot. Face the Days, a big one, of course. Face the Days from the Dark Room album, which we're promoting. That the 30-year celebration of that fantastic record. I love that record.
Awesome, John from the Angels. Thanks so much for chatting to us today, and really looking forward to seeing you. I've already seen you a couple of times, but I'll be rocking out again. Thanks for chatting to us.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you, Desiree.